United States.
Haines' newly elected officials are sworn in. The Department of Transportation adds a new feature to its traveler information system. There's a benefit concert for Alaskan musician Buddy Tabor. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more coming up on the KHNS Local News. Haines' newest elected officials have now been sworn in. Norm Smith, Jerry Lapp, Deborah Schnabel, and Stephanie Scott were all asked to stand and raise their right hands as Borough Clerk Julie Cozy led them through the public oath of office.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of Alaska. And the Charter of the Haines Borough. And that I will faithfully perform the duties of
Assembly Member
to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Please join me in congratulations.
All have served on the Assembly before. Norm Smith has been serving Haines since 2001. He sat two terms on the Assembly and one term on the City Council and now starts his third term on the Assembly. Jerry Lapp has served Haines since 1995. Lapp was mayor for two terms and sat on the Assembly four terms prior to this, his fifth. Deborah Schnabel served four terms between the Third Class Assembly and the Consolidated Assembly between 1992 and 2003. This marks the beginning of her fifth term. Stephanie Scott was previously a staff member for the Third Class Assembly and served on the Consolidated Assembly from 2003 to 2005 and now sits as the Haines mayor. Things got to a start when Stephanie Scott made a call to Jan Hill, who was not in town, and kept her on the line as Scott stood and read a proclamation to Hill, the Assembly, and the audience.
This is a proclamation in gratitude for Mayor Jan Hill's leadership. Whereas for the last 3 years, Jan Hill has graciously served her hometown of Haines as the mayor of the Haines Borough. And whereas being a lifelong resident, graduate of Haines High School, and a proud role model for youth, especially for our girls, she has led by example. And whereas she has served our community in many ways for countless hours for at least 25 years on such diverse entities as the Borough Assembly, School Board, Chamber of Commerce Board, Klukwan Inc. Board, Klukwan Heritage Foundation Board, Chilkoot Indian Association Board, Search Board, and Southeast Conference. Did I get it all, Jan? Whereas she will no doubt continue to honorably represent Haines on regional and statewide boards, and whereas she has made the lives of Haines citizens better through her community service, and whereas since we know she will be, as she likes to say, paying attention to all we say and do and hopefully accomplish for the Haines Borough over the next 3 years, and whereas we want to assure her that we will do our best to live up to her standards. Now, therefore, I, Stephanie Scott, Mayor of the Haines Borough, do hereby recognize Jan Hill as an exemplary citizen, a trusted advisor, and a tremendous asset to Haines. A grateful community thanks you.
Scott then presented Sue Folletti, Jan Hill's sister, with a Clinkit-designed silver bracelet made by Jenny Lynn Smith. The bracelet was engraved with Smith's interpretation of Jan Hill's Clinkit clan sign, the wolf. Folletti said she would make sure the token of appreciation made its way to Hill. Those at the meeting then had a chance to hear Jan Hill's response to the proclamation.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, but I really appreciate the recognition and the acknowledgement. Made me sound like I've been very busy for the last 25 years. Yes, I have. Time flies when you're having fun, and I've enjoyed just about every minute of it. And I plan to continue it, to be involved. And I do appreciate the recognition. It is gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. And I also would like to just thank my twin sister, Sue, for standing in for me. She lives a ways out the road, so I do appreciate her willingness to do that. And thank you for the gift. I can hardly wait to see it. I know it will be beautiful. And again, just thank you to everyone, to you, Stephanie, to everybody in the community. I love paint. It's my home. It will always be my home. And I will always do my best to represent our community and in the best way that I know how.
One of the first orders of business at Tuesday's borough meeting, the only meeting this month, was committee appointments. Scott appointed Andy Hedden, Danny Turner, and Danny Gotts to the Planning Commission. The Assembly approved those appointments with a unanimous vote. Hedden and Turner had served on the Planning Commission before. Deborah Schnabel had this to say about their service.
I would just like to commend Andy Hedden and Donnie Turner for the service that they have provided to the Planning Commission, and welcome them and thank them for agreeing to continue, and also thank Andy Clones for volunteering to start his term.
Joanne Waterman had this to say about newly appointed Gotts.
The Planning Commission, I serve as the liaison, and I know the Planning Commission does a lot of good work, and I think that Danny Gotts is going to be a great addition to that body. He's thoughtful. And I think he'll do all the preparation he needs to be prepared for those meetings. He'll do a great job.
Deborah Schnabel, Joanne Waterman, and Roger Maynard were appointed by Scott to the Haines Port Steering Committee and unanimously voted in. Scott also appointed her deputy mayor.
I am also appointing Mr. Lapp as my deputy mayor.
We will have more coverage of Tuesday's assembly meeting and tomorrow's newscast.
Alaska Marine Highway System. Here's what you can say.
That was the newly added Marine Highway Information section of the Department of Transportation's 511 Traveler Information System. Here in Southeast Alaska, the Marine Highway is something many of us have come to depend on. Without internet access, it isn't always easy to find out schedules or real-time information about the ferries.
Welcome to Alaska's 511 Traveler Information.
The Traveler Information System can be accessed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by simply dialing 511 or the alternate number 800-642-0066.
The Matanuska departs Cake on Wednesday, June 6th at 11 o'clock a.m. and arrives at Haines on Thursday, June 7th at 3 o'clock a.m.
Callers can check arrivals, departures, and schedules or be transferred to a reservation agent at any time. Since most terminals are only open a few hours before and a few hours after ferries arrive or depart, the Marine Highway says they added the system to address concerns about accessibility to important ferry information.
Sometimes a man can turn the wrong way.
That was the musical stylings of singer-songwriter Buddy Tabor. Buddy, a longtime Alaskan musician, has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Based out of Juneau, he has had a long career spanning from the early 1960s to present, with the release of 9 albums and hundreds of songs. Tabor's distaste of crowded, noisy bars has limited his public appearances a bit, but he has been a staple of the Alaska Folk Fest for more than 20 years and occasionally could be seen at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Juneau, as well as major venues around the country. His music is described by Albert McDonald, producer of all 9 of his albums, as often falling on the downtrodden, focusing on social injustices and showing a rougher side of life. Tabor played multiple shows at Folsom Prison. McDonald describes watching Tabor interact with the prisoners, listen and talk with them, and share their music as an incredible experience. There will be a tribute concert to help raise funds for Tabor's medical expenses this Friday in Whitehorse at the Old Fire Hall on First and Main. The concert will feature two of the former Undertaken Daddies, Kevin Barr and Bob Hamilton, plus a long list of others billed as Buddy's friends. Doors open at 6:30 with a concert starting at 7. There will also be a silent auction, a cake auction, prizes, and more. For tickets or information, you can contact Dean Strings and Music Supplies in Whitehorse at 867-633-5999. Matthew Jamie Pierre, a world-class free skier who at one point was the most photographed skier in the world, has died. He was killed in an avalanche on Sunday, November 13th. His accomplishments are known worldwide, and his name appears in countless periodicals and record books. Sometimes accused of being foolhardy and reckless, Pierre defended his actions, saying his moves were calculated from years of planning and expertise and a deep belief in God. Considered a character, Pierre said he mostly skied for himself because it was fun. Known for many first descents, including his own namesake, St. Pierre's Cathedral, just outside of Haines on the once-believed unconquerable face of Mount Emmerich. Ironically, he was killed in an avalanche at a ski park on a Bluebird Day. His presence will be greatly missed in the ski community. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.